There he is.
Entrance. One 60-second window.
What is that?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to welcome you to the Enterprise Town Advisory Board for July 15, 2026. First order of business, would you please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let the record show that all TAB members are present. We've got Tiffany from Commissioner Knapp's office and Tyler from the comprehensive planning folks. There. I've got some notes for conduct of the meeting for tonight. Notes, items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Public responses to the applicant's presentation will be limited to 3 minutes. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners, Zoning Commission, BCC, or the Clark County Planning Commission, PC, for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside the room. If you want to continue talking with the applicant when we are done, please go outside and do it so we can roll on to the next one. There. Brings us down to the first public comment period. This period is devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chair or board by majority vote. So are there any general comments on tonight's agenda? Hearing none, seeing none, I'll close the public comment period. Next item is the approval of the minutes for two meetings. The first is June 10, 2026. I have no additions, corrections, or deletions. Or deletions, I should say. Tiffany, anything?
No.
Carmen?
No.
Board members?
Nope.
So I'll make a motion that we approve the Enterprise Town Advisory Board minutes for June 10. I'm on the wrong line. For June 10, 2026, as published. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next is the minutes for July 1, 2026. Tiffany, any? Carmen? Board members?
No.
Okay. And I will make a motion to approve the Enterprise Town Advisory Board minutes for July 1, 2026 as published. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries. Next item on the agenda is approval of the agenda for July 15, 2026. To hold, combine, or delete any items for possible action. And item number 6, ET2640057, has been withdrawn by the applicant, will not be heard. We also have two sets of related items tonight that will be heard together. The first set is items 1 and 2. The second set is items 4 and 5. Does anybody have any other additions, changes, et cetera, to our agenda? I'll make a motion that we approve the agenda for July 15, 2026 as amended. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Tiffany, any informational items for tonight?
No, I don't have any tonight.
Carmen?
No.
Board members?
No.
Okay. No. I will close the informational items out. That brings us down to planning and zoning, item number 1. Item number 1 is VS 260239, vacate and abandon easements fenced to Clark County located between Cimarron Road and Warbonnet Way alignment and Pebble Road and Raven Avenue within Enterprise. Description on the file for possible action. Item number 2 is WS 260294. Waivers of development standards of the following: 1, increase retaining wall height; 2, increase fill height; 3, waive full off-site improvements. Design review for proposed single-family residential development on 2.43 acres in an RS20 residential single-family zone within neighborhood protection RMP overlay, generally located east of Cimarron Road, south of Pebble Road, within Enterprise, for possible action. Good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, Town Board members. My name is Tony Celeste, address 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant, Tri Point Homes. As you can see from the aerial, the site is highlighted in yellow. It is just over 2.4 acres. It is located just east of Cimarron and on the south side of Pebble here. We are coming in with a 4-lot cul-de-sac development. That density works out to about 1.65 units to the acre, so we are keeping within the RE, RMP zoning district at less than 2 units to the acre, and our lots being 20,000 square foot gross or 18,000 net, exceeding those minimum requirements. As you can see, this is the design review portion here, the 4 lots coming into the cul-de-sac. We will be one-story homes. They will range from about 3,500 square feet to 3,900 square feet. You can see a sample elevation here. Well, I'll do it. Oh, here it is. We have 3 different models that people can choose from. They also will have accessory, potentially RV garages or pool homes or some type of accessory type of structure as well as an option for them. Really, this application kind of boils down to our request to increase retaining wall heights as well as the fill. As you can see from the aerial along the east and west property here, we have some natural drainage flow through here. In order to level out the site, we do need to predominantly raise the eastern and southern portions of the site. That results in order to do that, to make the site just each lot a little bit more flat and fully developable and usable, we do need to have a retaining wall height increase along here, our south and east property lines. Maximum would be 8-foot tall retaining wall, along with the 6-foot tall screen wall, and then just this portion of Pebble is affected here. That could be up to 6 feet, so that is the yellow here. We will provide a large 13-foot wide landscape buffer to help soften that appearance here. Again, you can see from the cross sections here, again, really predominantly in this area, which is the south and eastern portions of the site where the grade difference is the largest, so we do have to fill that. We agree to all the if approved conditions. One of the first condition under planning, though, we were hoping to have it revised to provide a little bit more clarity with respect to the landscape buffer. Right now, it just says subject to 13-foot landscape strip along Pella Road. Right now, we're proposing no off-site improvements along Pebble, but if that were to somehow change, we think that a landscape along Pebble Road to 13 feet of landscaping, or a 5-foot landscape strip with a 5-foot sidewalk and an 8-foot landscape strip, is what we're asking to modify. And I can, you know, if that's part of your consideration, I can read that back, but we'd like to modify that. And then finally, we do have as item number one, patent easements on the site that are no longer needed for drainage or access or anything like that, so we are requesting to vacate and abandon those. With that, happy to answer any questions.
I will open items one and two up for public comment at this time. Any public comment on items one and two? Hearing none, seeing none, I'll close the public comment. Board members? Any reason you can't comply with code along Pebble for terraced wall if you've got 13 feet of space available?
I guess it would just eat a little bit into the developable lot. Definitely take it back for consideration. It would just be in this portion. Mark Bangin will provide a better detailed explanation as to the issues.
Hi, Mark Bangin with WLB, 3663 East Sunset Road. Yes, we could do a terraced wall in that far corner, and we've looked at that. We just didn't have it when we submitted it originally. But yes, we're looking at doing a terraced wall in that far corner. The back, the side and the back, we cannot. And I brought my phone up just so you can kind of see the houses that are right here adjacent. Their wall goes to here, and then there's about a 7 to 8 foot retainer already there. And then we're just matching that pretty much as we come over. We're just going to be about, I think, 2 feet shorter on the total wall height. But it's because of that low spot with the drainage of the channel that goes along the back side of this lot. And then on the other side, as Tony explained, there's some low areas in the natural topography where there's a point where there's an 8 foot high wall, but it's 8 foot down, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So we've got this kind of cross section here to show you this red line here. If you zoom in there, the red line is where the 3 foot would be. We're going to be below that 3 foot, and then of course down in that corner we get down to 8 feet. So that's why we had the 8 footer on the east side as well. I mean, obviously it costs a lot of money to build an 8 foot high retaining wall, so the least amount they can build, they're going to do that. Mm-hmm. But in those two sides, we didn't really have any option for terracing. But along that front corner, we're going to do it. So we have the room to do it. That's why we put in the 8 foot landscape.
So if we put it, made the condition, it would be terraced.
We could say that on the front, yeah, along Pebble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I know that there was one, an early project further up Cimarron and just slightly off of Cimarron, where there was large discussion because they were going to put in like 18 feet of wall. And they ended up terracing it, one of the first ones that got terraced in that area. And it looks good even today.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
from a street, I agree. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's something we've pretty much gone that. If we're looking at anything over 9 feet along a public street, to terrace it with landscape or rockscape.
Yeah. Yeah, there'll be a portion of this that'll have a little bit of rockscape on it. But that's the designers, not me.
Yeah. And you might look up on that one that's already in there, just north of Wigwam, one block east.
Okay.
And they did a very nice job of it, and as the amount of, they brought it down, so more of it's terraced than just the high section. So it looked very nice when it was done, and I think that's a good example to look at.
So Cimarron and Wigwam, one block east, you said?
Yeah, one block east, a block north.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'll take a look.
I should have looked up the name of the road.
That's all right. We'll figure it out.
There. So.
And then just one other point of clarification. We also submitted new architectural plans, so the largest footprint, I think, is now... Yeah, about 4,200, 4,100 square feet. So it's the plans got a little bit larger, but they still fit within the lots. They still have the
yeah, as long as you don't exceed the percentage of ground covered, you're okay.
Exactly.
Yep.
And these are larger than the 20,000 square feet.
Yeah, I'm sure people aren't going to suggest a little larger homes in that area.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Barry? You normally have something to say on this.
No, the north to south cross section and amount to fill didn't make sense to me, but the east west answers the question I was going to ask. So.
I just have one. Sorry, just a quick question. What happens to those retaining walls? Do they go inside?
Can you talk into the mic?
Sorry. On the south side, there are two walls going in. Are there retaining walls going inside for some reason?
Yes. Sorry. That's for a drainage channels, because so we're trying to keep the site as low as possible.
Uh-huh.
So by putting in a drainage easement there, we can drain the water from the site.
Also, oh, bringing in the driveway
into the channel.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank
so
you.
That's how we try to lower the site as much as possible. We're about 3 feet. Below the adjacent site, as you can see with the cross section, 3 to 4 feet.
Okay.
Now I'm finished writing. Okay. I'll make a motion, item number one, VS260293, for approval per staff conditions. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. I'll make a motion and WS260294 for approval of the waiver development standards and the design review. And then add comprehensive planning condition, any combination of retaining, I gotta wait till the pen stop moving. And decorative wall along public right of way. Over 9 feet. To be terraced and landscaped or rockscaped. Per staff approved conditions. And I think that still leaves you the ability to do 13 feet where you don't need the wall. So, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, guys.
Item number three is TM 2650087. Tenant map consisting of a one lot commercial subdivision on 1.69 acres in a CN commercial neighborhood zone. Generally located west of Bermuda Road, south of Cactus Avenue within Enterprise, 4-5 Blasher. Good evening.
Good evening, Nancy Amundson, 520 South 4th Street. The reason I have the plan up is just to remind you, in March I came before you to get a plan amendment, a rezoning, and design review on the site. I did promise that I would tell all the planning commissioners that you had recommended CN, and much to my chagrin, they recommended CN, and the Board of County Commissioners approved it as CN, as opposed to the CG. So I just wanted to let you know that I did what I promised I would do, and they did what we knew they would do. So it is zone CN and not CG. This is just a one lot subdivision for that same parcel that we talked about in March. Any questions, I'm here to answer. Thank you.
So I'll open item number three up for public comment this time. Any public comment on item number three? Hearing none, seeing none, I close the public comment. Board members, I think it's pretty much a cleanup item.
Yeah.
Yep. I'll make a motion in item number three, TM 2650087, for approval per staff conditions. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Next are items 4 and 5. Item number 4, ZS 260347. Vacate and abandon easements of Vincent Clark County, located between Buffalo Drive and Warbonnet Way and Torino Avenue and Pebble Road within Enterprise. Description and file for possible action. Item number 5 is DR 260346. Design review for the following: 1, a place of worship; 2, school on a portion of 16.85 acres in an RS20 residential single family 20 zone within neighborhood protection RMP overlay, generally located on the north side of Pebble and the west side of Buffalo Drive within Enterprise, for possible action. Good evening.
Hi, good evening. Good evening, everybody. Thank you for your time. Name's Jay Otado, 9833 Silver Chimes Court, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89183. I'm here on behalf of Full Gospel Church. Bit of a refresher of history. If you remember us, we were here 3 months ago, requesting for an extension of time. And so we were granted that extension of time, and we're here to present the new project, which is a, if you remember, we that the church needed to pivot to a smaller scope project that they can build. And we're here today to present the new chapel and the preschool. If you, and I'm sure all of you are very familiar with this project, if you look at the site plan, we actually kept with the same design of the parking lot that was previously approved. The only change here are the two driveways in Buffalo Drive. And that is what item number 4 is. The previous project had the church, the future, what's labeled now as a future church, obviously we're going to do the new chapel and preschool on the corner. So the church decided not to put the previous drop-off along Buffalo Drive. That's what that abandonment of the vacation abandonment of the two driveways there. Continuing along with the site plan, you see that we have building A, the new chapel and preschool, which is part of the scope, as part of this design view, the building B, the future church, building C, the future school, and the parking calculation of all of that amounts to 214 spaces, and that's what we are proposing in the new parking lot, 214 spaces. For landscaping, they are developing the streetscape along the not just the east side that's being developed for the new chapel, but also the west. So all the perimeter landscaping of the detached sidewalk are being done. For the floor plan, the chapel and the preschool has an area of 12,110 square feet. In the center here, in the south area, is the main entrance into the chapel with a large gathering area. The chapel that seats 372 chairs, a youth room in the back with a partition wall. The church office on the southwest side and the preschool on the northwest side. The design of the building is in a U shape so that the outdoor play is screened off from the neighborhood. And the two classrooms are about 22 kids each for a total of 44 kids. And for the elevation, the finishes are going to be exterior plaster, with two paints. One is the one that's labeled as EPT1, would be the white field finish that you typically see on buildings. The ones that are hatched are the accent paint. For heights, there's going to be two levels. The one with the church office and the preschool are going to be about 22 feet high. The big volume on the right side over here is where the chapel is. It's about 32 feet high. And then the other element is just a tower element on the corner facing Buffalo, and the height of that is about 35 feet high. Thank you.
Okay. I'll open items 4 and 5 up for public comment at this time. Any public comment on items 4 and 5? Hearing none, seeing none, I'll close the public comment on items 4 and 5. Board members? It's been a long time.
Yes.
And I'm glad to finally get a building up and be able to do something on the property. Question, with the building that's future church, will the seating remain in the current building or will the seating, move?
The seating?
Yeah. In other words, are we going to have, 300 plus seats in one building and another 300 or 400 in another building?
Right now, to be honest, that's undecided.
Yeah, because that could affect parking down the road.
Well, it is part of the calculation, because based on the future church, the 40,000 that's on here.
Yeah, but the county calculation for places of assembly generally don't work. We had one church come in with 16,000 square feet, and they were allowed 74 parking places on a new calculation. So you may need to increase the size of your lot over on the western side, or you may need to come in with a plan to the county for increased parking. So it just depends how many seats you've got and how many people you expect to get in there at any given time.
Understood.
Yeah, and, but that's a future concern. Yeah, from my viewpoint, I don't see any particular problem with this plan. So, you know, that was my only concern, but wondering, okay, are we going to have more seating than we got parking for? Or, yeah. Because we don't want to overflow into the neighborhood.
Understood.
Yeah. There. So, from the rest of the board members, I've got one question for the staff, too. So, one of the conditions here says if they don't make progress in 2 years or a review on buildings B and C, that they may have to get a waiver for parking. I haven't seen that before. I'm just wondering why. Because this will approve the parking. Are we saying because if they don't build the buildings, we got to go back in for a waiver and parking is already built?
So it's kind of depending if new uses come in there. It kind of changes the parking requirements. Because even though it's a future church, it might have different uses coming in the future. That's why I say waiver might be.
Yeah, but on a commercial where we have a blank building that goes up, we would have the parking set, and really the code doesn't provide a way for us to go back.
Yeah, but we,
you know, so I don't see, I see the two being treated somewhat differently.
There's no specific use tied to that building. So like you said, it's an empty building. Mm-hmm. So in the future, anything come in, it can be a different use, different building, mm-hmm. different parking requirements. That's why a waiver for parking might be required if something else comes in. Parking apartments.
Yeah, but we don't do that for commercial.
No, it happens all the time. Like if a new use comes in for a different tenant.
Okay. Because I know we don't see it.
No, we sometimes do. So like if a sports facility or something goes into an industrial complex, that can trigger some different parking requirements and stuff. And you guys have seen and have made commentary on parking, and particularly with churches. So. Like, I think this is getting to somewhat the protection of what you were asking. If this becomes additional seating, that may be problematic. Whereas if it's like a community hall, the two uses aren't at the same time, this is probably sufficient as it is. But I think this is an attempt to give some protection of that, especially because as this town board has pointed out over and over, including tonight, these are often underparked. So. Take the win, Mr.
Chestnut. What I'm, because the way I read this was this could reduce the parking there if they haven't started on those two buildings.
But the waiver would be for maximum parking now, not minimum parking.
Yeah.
So I read this as they're saying that potentially there'll be more parking. You don't need a waiver for less parking now, you need a waiver for more parking now.
Yeah, but. You know, when the parking's there, I could see if you put in something that requires more parking and under design review, then you might have to up your parking.
And that might require a waiver, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. But that should come through with the design review. And I just don't see the need for the review on these two buildings, is I think my point. Yeah. You know, it seems kind of redundant.
Remind you if it becomes a problem that you're the one that shot down the decision. Because you and I will still be here.
Yep. Board members? I like what they're doing. Yeah. And, you know, I can't remember how many plans we've seen on this particular site over the years.
There's no crazy requests for heights that are discongruent with the area. There's no crazy, I don't want to do any landscaping. There's no, I don't
no
want
giant
any,
arches.
No, there's no, I don't want to do the landscaping in the parking lot. So all the things that tend to be pressure points seem to have been accommodated in the design to me.
Yeah, I'm also glad to see you've got a driveway through north, south in the middle. I know one time that didn't exit to the north. And I think that may be necessary in there. I can see problems with a signal and traffic backing up when services get out, so. But that's not our discussion. Okay, board members, anything?
I had a question on the elevation facing Buffalo. What are the accent materials?
So all of them are exterior plaster. This will be the white paint, and then that's the accent, the one that are.
Is that an accent? It's just an accent.
It's just an accent.
It's not all the material.
And then just the glass on the windows.
Okay.
And then a decorative cross.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I wasn't sure if it was an applied material.
Oh, no. It's a different paint.
You want to make a couple motions?
Sure.
Yeah, I've done enough.
Okay, I'll make a motion. Item number 5, DR260346 for approval per staff condition.
And number 4.
Oh, sorry. Can I grab 4 too?
I'm out of order.
Strike that.
Yeah.
No.
Either order.
Okay.
You've already made a motion. If you
yeah, and any discussion on item number 5? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Make a motion on item number 4, VS260347 for approval for staff conditions.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Make a motion. No, never mind. That's okay. I'm all mixed up. I'm sorry.
Okay. Item number 6 has been withdrawn by the applicant, so we're on item number 7.
Chairman and board. For the record,
let me read it into the record first.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Item number 7 is UC260311. Use permit to allow outdoor storage. Waiver development standards for 1, eliminate parking, and 2, reduce throat depth. Design review for proposed outdoor storage on 2.38 acres in an IP industrial park zone, generally located east of Cimarron Plaza Drive and south of Badu Drive within Enterprise for possible action. And actually, Badura. I'll get it right one of these days.
Thank you and good evening, Chairman and Board. For the record, Garrett Trevor, 7600 Cross Lane, Las Vegas, partnering with John Hornsand to present this item. The applicant is proposing to develop a temporary outdoor storage area for semi-trailers at 7035 Corporate Plaza Drive, which is generally located east of Jones, along this side, that's east of Jones, and south of the 215 Beltway. This is a 2.38 acre site, which is currently vacant, undeveloped land zoned IP, industrial park. Note the extensive use of semi-trailers parked around the site. It's highlighted yellow. There's a lot of them right there right next to it, so there's similar to what we're proposing here. So again, the planned use for this area is business employment, BE. The property was previously approved for a 37,200 square foot warehouse distribution building per WS230470 and recently granted extension of time for 2 years to September 2027. The temporary outdoor storage used for semi-trailer parking is proposed as an interim use until the intended warehouse building is constructed on this site. The applicant is requesting a special use permit and design review for temporary outdoor storage for semi-trailers. So let me switch to the site plan and landscaping. All right. Okay, so the site is proposed to be paved and striped, providing 88 11 by 53 foot semi-trailer parking stalls. The temporary semi-trailer storage will be the primary use of the site, and not accessory to any indoor primary use on the property. A warehouse distribution building under the same ownership is located on a separate parcel adjacent to the south, so it's right on the just the south of the site. And there was proposed to have 6 large trees, shrubs, and ground cover plants provided along end of the street there, at the end of Corporate Plaza Drive, which is a cul-de-sac that's actually tucked away from most other uses other than industrial uses in this area. And it's only accessed in the midst of industrial uses. Again, the use will be set back and buffered by a large landscaped area being provided along the Corporate Plaza Drive frontage, ranging in depth from 21 to 42 feet, so a good amount of landscaping to be provided for this. A waiver of development standards is requested to eliminate parking where 7 parking spaces are required for outdoor storage, as there will be no demand for employee or customer parking on this site. This will be strictly utilized for semi-trailer parking. To repeat, the adjacent site to the south is under the same ownership, and the subject site will be developed to be compatible with surrounding warehouse distribution uses, as well as a similar outdoor storage area for semi-trailer parking located directly adjacent to the west, and we saw that. One more time, and to be perfectly clear, all on-site activities will be controlled by the existing warehouse facility and adjacent to the south, which means there will be absolutely no customer traffic, and all commercial truck drivers will be able to park their private vehicles in the commonly owned adjacent lot to the south of this site. In addition, a waiver is required to reduce the ingress throat depth of the driveway to 47 feet, where a minimum of 75 feet is required per uniform standard drawing 222.1. The site is located at the end of the cul-de-sac, as I've already mentioned, and the only traffic to the site would be for the semi-trailer storage. Finally, there will be no employee or customer traffic generated by this use. So I'd like to refer now to what the planning staff, their comments said regarding the waivers. Quote, the applicant shall have the burden of proof to establish that the proposed request is appropriate for its proposed location by showing the following. One, the uses of the area adjacent to the subject property will not be affected in a substantially adverse manner. Number two, the proposal will not materially affect the health and safety of persons residing in, working in, or visiting the immediate vicinity, and will not be materially detrimental to the public welfare. And number three, the proposal will be adequately served by, will not create an undue burden on any public improvements, facilities, or services. So with that said, what I've already presented to you covers those three points. And the applicant believes we provided that burden of proof that the staff is asking for. And we are also willing to accept if approved conditions on this site. And with that, I'm concluded.
Okay.
Presentation.
I'll open item number 7 up for public comment. Any public comment? Item number 7. Seeing none, hearing none, I'll close the public comment. Board members?
So the adjacent trailer parking is the same owner?
Not the ones to the west. They have parking. Well, they have a.
It's all part of the same parcel to the south.
Right to the south, the one to the south. This is.
Isn't that the same parcel that's to the west?
No, this is the one to the west that has all the trailers right now. It's right there with all the yellow.
It's part of the same parcel.
No. That
building to the south?
The south. And
that building and that is on the same parcel?
It is. The same parcel.
It is. Okay, well, thank you. I missed that one. Okay. Yes, yeah, same parcel then. Okay, I'll agree with that one.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think it's in the public interest to have 2-acre flat lots. I think also that the extension of time, you just got approved for the building, you're unlikely to be able to meet the 2-year time frame on the extension of time if you're building a parking lot. So,
again, point accepted.
One of my concerns is if the building proposed obviously has parking spots attached to it. So if that's built, parking spots come in. But if it goes away, we now have an approval for no parking and no plan to put parking in for individual spots in there. So And I kind of agree with Barry too, that, you know, flat, where we're not putting any urban heat reduction measures in, other than six trees.
Oh, two trees, yes.
Yeah.
Agreed. No, I understand your point.
So,
definitely.
Yeah, that, so I can see the use permit. I can't see eliminate the parking spots, because if the other does go away, now we don't have a way to get them back if this stays the current, the use forever and ever. You know, if a new project comes in, that's a whole different story.
How many parking spots were required by the project that got the extension of time on the same parcel?
Seven.
You know?
Ten.
It is the seven?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the throat death, even though the staff recommended it be not approved, is kind of a wishy denial. If because other parts weren't. So I don't see a problem with the throat depth in this location.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with the throat depth.
Just for clarity, the building to the south,
yes.
Same business and the same owner?
Same owner, yes, correct.
Different parcel. Same as the parking lot to the west?
Oh, that's what I'm told. I guess I missed that one. All right. So.
All
right, yeah, so now I know.
Yeah, it's getting pretty developed in that location.
Right.
And if it makes you feel any better, I wouldn't have been in favor of the trailer parking that's on the parcel to the west.
Again, fair enough. Understood.
What are the plans for the final grading material?
It would be typical paving. I might have to go back and look at that. To county standards, whatever the standard for paving would be, that's what it needs to be paved.
Would it have to be paving?
Yes. I mean, that's the proposal. It would be paved. Definitely paved by the site.
So, yes, it would have to be paving, but ultimately the material, the specific material, would be determined by air quality with the Department of Environment Sustainability.
Sure.
Just to help, I do know that paving is not the only option to meet air quality standards. I know that that seems to get mentioned, but that is,
yeah.
There are other options there,
sure.
For air quality.
But the applicant's proposing to have it paved.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, could be a different aggregate.
For our colleague at the end of the table, are there options enlighten us with?
A lot of them end up doing just milled surface or just millings. Just compact millings, yeah, and then that'll meet the, usually that meets the best standards or the permit standards for environmental.
I just want to clarify something that was passed and answered amongst yourselves. The parking on the application that was given the extension, which I believe was 230470, the required parking on that was 56 spaces. Seven.
So the seven's tied to this application.
Seven is tied to
for this use.
This
yeah.
outdoor
yes.
storage
right.
use,
yes.
not.
Yeah. yes.
Yeah, because
yes.
I think that was
assumed
incorrect.
Yeah, I'm just going to suggest that eliminating the parking for this would get confused in any future conversation with the other application. My guess is it would be confusing at best, but it doesn't sound like there's a whole lot of favor for eliminating the parking.
Why we have discussions.
And I did ask our planner here if, since this board knows we don't have a way of granting it as a temporary, the only way it could be accomplished is by a mandatory review at some point if you wanted to revisit it. Otherwise, this would be a permanent approval.
Actually, I think a temporary view might not be a bad idea in this case. Would one of the alternate services also be less effect on heat retention if it was one of the aggregates or not?
Millings would potentially be slightly less. A rock aggregate with like a plasticizer applied or something like that would be more effective in reducing the heat.
Now, could a condition be added that they consider using a surface that is less heat retention?
You could add that condition. Ultimately, our code just defers to air quality and their standards
yeah.
that they require.
But I know we're getting quite a push on urban heat effect.
Yeah.
And it also goes towards the spirit of temporary
yeah.
versus a cross-section of asphalt.
I just have a good question. For outdoor storage, there are no requirements for landscape whatsoever.
In cold.
Yeah. If it's going to be for truck parking, there's no housekeeping standards now for landscaping.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, this is not something to talk to about, but permeable surface, you know, so that it doesn't also create impervious surface. But that is not part of this discussion, this thought.
If I can mention one thing to add to that, right now along this side of the street, there is existing landscaping. It is fairly complete there.
Mm-hmm.
So this would enhance that. So yes, the idea was to add to that.
Well, I think, Kishal, if I'm understanding, you were more
yeah, within,
along the lines of the fingers and the islands.
Yeah.
And,
mm-hmm. Within the property, within the castle, not outside.
In your silence, I'm going to ask one more question that I can, Mr. Chair. There's no cross access to the south or west, right? And
correct. That's
they
right.
will go out
yes.
and back.
Yes,
and
they're only ingress egress is right here.
Okay. It didn't appear there was, but
yes.
I thought I
but
clarified
no, that's
things.
Good. Thank you for clarifying that too.
Ask our staff, how would you word the review for 2-year review so we get the correct language?
Recommendation for a 2-year review to determine if any progress has been made to constructing the buildings. The
or just review of use permit,
maybe? Yeah, I think just the 2-year review of the use permit. Could we say from date of application approval to put a date on it?
Can't condition progress towards building the building.
No.
Is it part of the application?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did your client define whether temporary?
I'm sorry.
I mean,
what
I guess
temporary is?
I would ask, what would we be reviewing in 2 years? Because
yeah.
The objections don't really have much to do with, are they a nuisance to the neighborhood or?
Okay. Well, the use permit, in 2 years, is it still a valid use in this area?
That'd be my understanding as well.
Okay. And it would do the thing of, you know, not making it permanent. No. And the other thing, let me try this out. It's I may be too convoluted. in here. Applicant to consider using an alternate parking surface with less heat retention than asphalt.
Yeah, that condition.
Yeah, I want to make sure that the wording wasn't confusing or anything in there.
Well, if you say consider, he's considered it just by sitting through us talking about it.
Yeah.
Shall.
Or I could say applicant to use. Get rid of the word consider altogether.
I think that would be the only thing that would get me towards, me personally, towards an approval.
Okay.
That's where I was hoping to steer it, to use an alternate permeable.
Okay.
Less.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to bring them up before
yeah,
get into the motion process
cool.
in there. So, all right, let's give this a try. Item number 7, UC260311. Approve the use permit. Approve the waivers of development standards. And approve the design review. And add comprehensive planning conditions, a 2-year review for the use permit from application approval. And applicant to use alternate parking surface with less heat retention than asphalt per staff if approved conditions.
What was the last part, Dave?
Okay.
Applicant to
with
use.
Less heat retention than asphalt.
Thank you.
And Barry's got even a better term for asphalt, right? In there, so. All right, any comments?
Did you still want to include the elimination of the parking?
Yeah, that's where I was. That's what I thought.
Okay. No, I don't.
No. Yeah.
I'll go back.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. I'll restate the motion, item number 7, UC260311. Approve the use permit. Deny waiver development standards number 1. Approve waiver development standard number 2. In this case, we'll have to deny the design review also. Then add comprehensive planning conditions, 2-year review for the use permit from the application approval, an applicant to use alternate parking surface with less heat retention than asphalt per staff approved conditions. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Next is item number 8, vacating VS260341. Vacate and abandon a portion of the right-of-way being Arville Street, located between Warm Springs Road and Martin Avenue, with an enterprise description file for possible action. Good evening again.
Good evening again, Mr. Chairman, Town Board members. My name is Tony Sless, address 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of Pulte Homes. You guys saw this site 2-3 months ago. It was approved by the Board of County Commissioners. We are now required to come in as part of that approval to do our detached sidewalk along Arville, so you can see we show our 5-foot vacation there. Mm-hmm. Appreciate staff's review and support of the application, and happy to answer any questions.
I'll open item number 8 for public comment. Hearing none, seeing none, I'll close the public comment. Board members?
Just report.
Yep. Go ahead and make it.
Do it.
I'll make the motion item number 8, VS260341, for approval for staff conditions.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thanks, guys. Have a good night.
Brings us down to general business, which is none. The next are comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name, address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of presentation.
Since I didn't know I was coming for a sidewalk and know what they wanted. Who pays to have this shit set out?
Okay, let me finish this.
$6.
In there. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of presentation, will be done by the chair of the board by majority vote. So, I think probably the best thing we can do is close the meeting out and Tiffany can explain, or our staffer can explain exactly what's going on. So, are there any general comments? Hearing none, seeing none, we'll close the general comments. Next meeting date will be July 29, 2026 at 6 p.m. in the Silverado Ranch Community Center. And I will make a motion that we adjourn the meeting at 7:02 p.m. in the evening. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.